早。Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们接着我们昨天交通的交通。
Let's continue from our fellowship from last night.
在这回主给我的负担是交通到以赛亚书六十章十五节的这一句话，叫做永远的荣华，累代的喜乐。
The burden that I have received from the Lord for this retreat is found in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 15, regarding the eternal excellence and the joy of generations.
那我们昨天看过主耶和华把这个话交给以赛亚是有一段历史的。
We talked about it yesterday that the Lord Jehovah gave these words to Isaiah, and there's a history behind it.
这个历史呢，就是很耶和华神对他自己的百姓，对他自己的这个城耶路撒冷是有一个盼望的。
It is the Lord Jehovah has this expectation, this hope for His people, His city.
那这个这开始呢是在大卫的时候。
And it started from the time of David.
可是从大卫到以赛亚这个三百多年的时间当中，以色列的百姓属灵的光景堕落了。
But between the time of David and Isaiah, the condition of the Israelites were fell.
对，是从所罗门的时候开始，以色列的属灵光景就堕落。
From the time of Solomon, the Israelites' spiritual condition was fallen.
所以在以赛亚书一开始的时候，那第一章主就说了这么样一句话：可叹忠信的城变为祭。
So in the beginning of Isaiah, we see that the Lord says, look at this city, it has become a city of harlots.
但是耶和华神爱他的百姓。
But the Lord Jehovah loves his people.
他也要他自己的城耶路撒冷成为他的见证。
He wanted his city to become his testimony.
所以没有放弃，他差遣他的仆人，就是我们今天所知道的基督啊，说有一天他要来。
So the Lord did not forsake his city and sent his servant, that is the Lord Jesus, his son.
那么，然后这个是在以赛亚书四十二章，以赛亚书五十九章，他主特别说到这位仆人来，他是锡安的救赎主。
This was mentioned in Isaiah 42 and 59 that this servant is the Redeemer of Zion.
对，那说到是锡安的救赎主。所以慢慢慢慢主耶和华他的那个焦点呢，就焦点在特别在这个锡安，在耶路撒冷。
So we see here is that the Redeemer of Zion. So we see God's focus gradually moves to Zion, the city of Jerusalem.
但然后我们的主就说，他说你啊，就是耶路撒冷啊，虽然被撇弃、被厌恶，甚至无人经过，我却要使你变成永远的荣华，累代的喜乐。
Says that even though you have been forsaken and despised, he will make you, Jerusalem, the eternal excellence and joy from generation to generation.
那我们昨天也说过，这个是主前七百多年以赛亚时候的事。
We said before that this was this happened 700 years before Christ.
那主的应许和他的期望是感谢主，当他的儿子耶稣来的时候，这些事情都变为可能了。
Thank the Lord that God's promise and His expectation was all made possible with the coming of His Son.
所以这个是永远的荣华，累代的喜乐这件事情。说实话，在我们主耶和华在他的一开始从亚伯拉罕开始，他就有这个意念。
You know that the Lord always had this in his heart, the eternal excellence, the joy of generations from the very start, from Abraham.
对，我们记得在我们昨天提到的亚伯拉罕的时候，他最后他人生的最后，他看到一个有根基的城。
We know that in the later years of Abraham's life, he saw the city with foundations.
那么他也看到 他的这个儿子以撒所代表的一个后裔啊，要来成全这些事情。
And we also know that he saw in his son Isaac that all these things would be fulfilled in his descendants.
对 ，Isaac 他的以撒的子孙中间有一个，他要让世上的万国都要因他得福。
There would be one descendant from Isaac that would cause that would bring blessing to all the nations.
所以你看到这亚伯拉罕最后所看见的是一这么一个城，但这个。中心让这件事情成为可能的呢，就是那一位后裔。
So we see Abraham was able to see the city with foundations, but the one who came to fulfill it was one of his descendants.
Yeah. 所以你想想看，这是永远的荣华，累代的喜乐。
So this is the eternal excellence, the joy from generation to generation.
其实我们感谢主，你看亚伯拉罕有这样的经历，然后他的子孙，他的以撒，他的雅各，那。希伯来书都告诉我们，他们从远处望见这个有根基的城。
We see in Hebrews that it tells us that Abraham, his son, his grandson, and his descendants, his son and grandson was able to see from afar the city.
那等到我们看摩西的时候，情形也是一样。
When we come to Moses, it was the same.
耶和华告诉摩西说：“我的百姓要到迦南，要进迦南。”
The Lord Jehovah told Moses that he would lead his people into the land of Canaan.
那这个迦南呢是牛奶与蜜之地。
And this land of Canaan is a land flowing with milk and honey.
那这个牛奶与蜜之地慢慢慢慢在摩西的心里面也清楚了。这个不只是讲一个物质的事情，这其实是个属灵的事情。
This picture of the land of flowing with milk and honey slowly became a reality in Moses' heart.
对，是一个属灵的 reality.
It became a spiritual reality.
对，所以感谢主，所以摩西的眼中，就是有一天我们要进迦南。
So from the eyes of Moses, he saw that one day God's people would enter into Canaan.
那到摩西的晚年，他要走了，然后他跟以色列的百姓说，他说神在你们中间要兴起一位先知向我。你们要听他。
In the final years of Moses, he said to the people that God would raise up a prophet in his midst, and you will follow him. Listen to him.
所以对摩西来讲，他看到了这个神给他看到了这个迦南，可是神也给他看到了有一个先知要来。
God revealed to Moses this land of Canaan, but also that there would be a prophet to come.
那等到对大卫的时候也是一样。
During the time of David, it was also the same.
那我们感谢主，我们诗篇133篇说到这个大卫所看见的一个好美丽的图画。
In Psalm 133, we see this beautiful picture that was revealed to David.
对，诗篇133篇。
Psalm 133.
那大家其实都很熟悉的，看啊，弟兄和睦同居，何等的美，何等的善。
I'm sure all brothers and sisters are familiar with this verse. It says, Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity.
Yeah, 这好比是那贵重的油从亚伦的头流到胡须流到衣襟。
It is like the precious oil upon the head, coming down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, coming down upon the edge of his robes.
那又好比黑门的甘露降在西安。
It is like the dew of Hermon coming down upon the mountains of Zion.
那里有耶和华所命定的福，就是永远的生命。
For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forever.
你回头看历史，你很难找到，不知道什么时候这个大卫看到了这个图画。
If you look through history, it's hard to pinpoint when David saw this picture.
可是无论如何，大卫看到了这么样一幅图画。
Regardless, though, David saw this vision, this picture.
那大卫看到那个圣膏油流到亚伦的头上。
He saw this vision of the precious oil flowing down upon the head of Aaron.
那一直流到他的衣襟。
From his beard and onto his robes.
所以这里说到头，这里说到圣膏油。
So he speaks, in this psalm, he speaks of the head and also of the precious oil.
那么第三节呢，他说到这个从黑门山有那个露水啊，下来降到西安。
In verse 3, it speaks about the dew of Hermon that comes down the mountains of Zion.
然后这个露水就变成耶和华所命定的福，永远的生命。
And this dew became the blessing, the life forever the Lord commanded.
所以在第二节你就看到那个大卫看到这个头，亚伦的头，大卫看到那个圣膏油在他的头上，流到衣襟。
Here, David saw this vision of Aaron's head and the precious oil that descended from his head down to his beard onto his robe.
然后大卫也看见有那个黑门山的甘露降到了西安，每个在西安的人都得到。And
David saw the dew of Hermon that came down onto the mountains of Zion and was received by all the people.
他说这是永远的生命。And
this was life forever.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看到这里头，这里还有永远的生命。So
brothers and sisters, we see here the head and life eternal.
但这个永远的生命是像甘露降下来在西安每个人的身上。This
life forever, this eternal life is like the dew of Hermon that came down onto the mountains of Zion and onto all the people.
所以当你看到这些这个情形，有头在这里，也有永远的生命在每个人身上。
When we see this, that the head and the life forever flowing onto everybody.
在这种情况之下，你就看见弟兄和睦同居，何等的美，何等的善。
You will then be able to behold how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你不大知道是大卫怎么样看见这幅图画，可是大卫看见这幅图画。
Brothers and sisters, we know not how he saw this vision. We only know that he did see it.
那你也看见那个大卫还有另外一句诗篇里面一句话，这也是很特别的，诗篇110篇第一节。
You also see another famous line in Psalm 110.
Yeah, 110. Verse 1, 第一节。
Psalm 110, verse 1.
Yeah, 这是耶和华。 跟一个人说的,
this is speaks of what the Lord is saying to someone.
对，那他说，耶和华说，耶和华对我主说，你坐在我的右边，使我等我使你的仇敌做你的脚凳。
It says in verse 1, the Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet.
所以这里有两个 Lord, 两个主，一个主是耶和华。
There are two Lords mentioned here. One of them is the Lord Jehovah.
另外一个呢是大卫叫做我主。
And the other, David refers to as my Lord.
那耶和华对我主说，你坐在我的右边，等我使你的仇敌做你的脚凳。
So the Lord Jehovah says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet.
所以实在是很让人惊奇，大卫在他的日子里面看见了有一位他叫做我主。So
what's surprising here is that David saw that the Lord God was talking to someone he deems my Lord.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你看大卫看见一个整体，就是弟兄和睦同居，何等的美，何等的善。
So we see here, brothers and sisters, David sees this entire body, the dwelling in unity of the brothers.
这里头有一个原因的，原因是有一个头，那个膏油在他身上。另外一个原因是有永远的生命降在西安。One
reason is that there on the head flows the precious oil, and from the dew of Hermon flows down to the mountains of Zion.
Yeah, 那然后呢？你看见大卫他，那个主让他看见有一位叫做我主。And
then the Lord showed David that there was someone he called my Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看到跟亚伯拉罕一样，跟摩西一样，大卫看见了这个整体，那大卫看见整体的中心有一位叫做我主。Just
like Abraham, just like Moses, David saw the entire body, and within that, he saw someone that he called my Lord.
所以感谢主，当主耶和华说我要使耶路撒冷成为永远的荣华。
So when the Lord God said that he would make Jerusalem this eternal excellence,
那对于永远的荣华，荣华的意思就是说比一切都好，比一切都更美。
The excellence means the best of the best, more beautiful, better than anything.
对，那然后呢，它叫做永远的荣华，所以弟兄姊妹，这个不可能是任何别的东西，只是因为我们基督是中间的中心。
This eternal excellence can only refer to the Lord Jesus, who is the center of it all.
对，那因为这个是永远的，不只是今年，不只是十年以后，不只是百年以后，是永远的。
Because this excellence is not the excellence with the excellence for 5 years, for 10 years, for 100 years. It's the excellence forever, eternal.
那我们回头去退往以前，往过去想，这个 excellence 也不只是今天 excellence， 是100年以前、1000年以前、2000年以前，甚至于2700年以前，那个 excellence 是永远的 excellence。
But if we go the other way, it's not just excellence of the last 10 years, 100 years, 2,000 years. It's the excellence forever, eternal.
所以感谢主，那个他早就想好他的儿子要来。
We thank the Lord that God had already thought long before, He said long before that to send His Son.
成就这一切。
He thought long before and already sent for His Son to accomplish all of this.
那弟兄姊妹，当我们看这个永远的荣华和累代的喜乐，在以赛亚书后面几章里面给我们看见了三幅图画，我们昨天提过的。
In the latter half, the latter portion of the book of Isaiah, we talked about yesterday the three pictures Isaiah shows us of this eternal excellence and the joy of generations.
那这三幅图画呢，都是这一位神的仆人，这个西安的救世主，我们今天的基督。都是他来要做成的。
All these three pictures mentioned are all things that the Savior, the servant of God, the Redeemer of Zion, our Lord Jesus Christ would accomplish.
那这三幅图画呢，其实就代表这个永远的荣华里面的内容。
And these pictures bring out the content of the eternal excellence.
Yeah. 那我们看到它永远的内容里面。使这件内容成为可能是基督。
This eternal content was made possible by Jesus Christ.
那这个内容的本身呢，也是基督。
But the content itself is Jesus himself.
那我们看哈，这个我就花短短的时间说明一下。那这个三个图画，第一幅图画是所谓的公义树。
The first picture we see is the trees of righteousness.
那这个公义树呢，是神所栽的。
And these trees of righteousness were planted by God.
那它的目的呢，活着的目的呢，是为了神的荣耀。
And they exist, they live for the glory of God.
那我们知道树这件事情是说到生命。
We know that the tree refers to life.
那你一个树的种子对了，这个你的树若是一个桃子树。这个种子是桃子树，树出来就是桃子。
We know that if we plant a peach seed into the ground, it will produce a peach tree.
那你说种的是一个无花果树的话，那出来的就是无花果。
If you plant a fig seed, then it will grow into a fig tree.
所以这纯粹是一个生命的事。
So this is entirely a matter of life.
我自己家里有几年以前去。想要种一点金桔。
So a couple years ago, I wanted to plant some mandarin.
金桔，kumquat.
So I wanted to plant some kumquats a couple years ago.
所以我到苗圃里面问那个老园丁啊，我说我要种金桔，要甜的。
So I asked a veteran gardener and said, I want to plant some kumquat plants and I want to make sure that they come out sweet.
在这个苗圃里面的老园丁就跟我说，他说这个有两种，一种金桔呢是长的，很漂亮，可是酸的。
The gardener told me that there's this type of kumquat you can plant, it'll grow, it has a very pleasant appearance, but it's sour in taste.
那另外一种那个金桔呢是圆的，比较小， 可是比较甜。
But this other kind of kumquat is much smaller appearance, but it's sweet, not sour.
那我就买了，我就去买了那个小的那个圆的那个金桔。
So I decided to purchase the smaller rounder kumquat.
感谢主，这一两年呢，弟兄姊妹若是到我家了，给他们金桔，他们都说好吃好吃。
I thank the Lord that the past 2 years whenever brothers just come to visit me and I serve them these kumquats, they all say it tastes so good.
其实弟兄姊妹，当我们这个人呢、啊，我们每个人呢、啊，里头有老旧的亚当的生命，可是呢，感谢主，我们信了主之后，有基督的生命在我们里面。
Brothers and sisters, we know that we have this old life, the life of Adam within us, but thank the Lord when we come to believe in God, we have this new life, the life of Jesus Christ.
那年日过来的时候，我们若是让我们这个老旧的生命长大的话，永远是酸的。
However, if over the years we let our old self continue to grow, our life will be sour.
但是我们若是让基督的生命在我们里面长大的话，那以后是甜的。
But if we let the life of Christ within us grow, then our life will be sweet.
因为这公义树也是一样，这公义树呢，你若是让你里面是说到我们的人，那公义树呢，我们若是让我们里面老旧的生命长的话，它永远长不出一个公义树。
So this applies to the trees of righteousness as well. If we allow our old self, our old life to grow, we will not be able to become these trees of righteousness.
对，当我们长大的时候，神看起来，神也觉得灰心，人看起来也在我们身上看不到一点点基督的形象。
If we are grown from this old life, this tree, then it not only disappoints the Lord, also disappoints those who look upon us.
Yeah. 但是我们若是让基督的生命在我们里面长大，
but if we let the life of Christ flourish within us,
那感谢主，几年之后，那就慢慢慢慢，别人看在我们身上看到基督的形象。
We thank the Lord that in over time, those people will be able to see Christ in us.
那神看见我们的神看见我们，他心里面也得到安慰。
And when God looks upon us, then His heart will be warm.
那时间慢慢过来，我们就成为这里所说的那公义树。
And eventually, we'll become what is said in the Bible here, a tree of righteousness.
那让神得荣耀。
Bring glory to God.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个是我们永远的荣华里面第一要紧的事情。
So brothers and sisters, this is the first thing we must consider when we talk about the eternal excellence.
我们每个人里头，我们必须要让基督的生命长。
In each and every one of us, we must allow the life of Christ to flourish.
Yeah, 就像大卫所诗篇133篇里面讲的，要有这里有耶和华所预定的福，就是永远的生命。
Just like in Psalm 133, that this is the blessing set by God, which is life forever.
这第二幅图画呢，是这位神的仆人呢，他要使耶路撒冷成为要使耶路撒冷有那个公义的光，有救恩的灯。
So we see in the second picture that the Redeemer of Zion wants Jerusalem to be have the light of righteousness and the lamp of salvation.
对，感谢主，我们公义的灯这个事情呢，我们比较容易领会。什么意思呢？就是说神的爱，基督的爱，必须要成为你的爱和我的爱。
This light of righteousness is a bit easier for us to understand. That is refers to God's love, Christ's love must be our love.
那当神的爱，基督的爱成为你的爱，我的爱的时候，我们身边的一切的人，我们的 co-worker, 我们的同事，我们的同学，我们的在所的邻居看到我们的话，感谢主，他们心里要想，我们也要认识这一位神。
If God's love, Christ's love becomes your love and my love, then our co-workers, our neighbors, our classmates, when they see us, they will see God's love and want to be drawn to it.
所以这个就是耶路撒冷的救恩怎么能够让那个外头的人，世界上的人看见。
And this is how the Lord Jehovah brings salvation, allows people in this world to see his salvation.
对，这就是说，这个是耶路撒冷的救恩怎么样成为一个灯。
This is how the salvation of Jerusalem becomes light.
可是另外一方面呢，他也告诉我们，这耶路撒冷要成为公义的光。
But on the other hand, it also tells us that Jerusalem has become this light of righteousness.
那这个是值得我们稍微注意一点。
So we must pay special attention here.
那个光的意思呢，也是就世人都可以看得见。
Light means that everybody's able to see it. It's visible to everyone.
那么公义是什么意思呢？
What is righteousness then?
那公义怎么成为光呢？
How does righteousness become light?
弟兄姊妹，你和我都是想做好人。
Brothers and sisters, both you and I want to be a good person.
但是好人难道就是公义吗？
But is a good person necessarily a righteous person?
神的公义是一个高的东西。
The righteousness of God is something that's very, very high.
对，我们的公义呢，是以赛亚书说的像破烂的衣服。
Our righteousness is what Isaiah said, filthy rags.
对，但是神的公义呢，感谢主，是像天上的光一样。
But we thank the Lord that the righteousness of God is like the light from heaven.
但是很奇妙的事情，我们主耶稣来了之后，他说他一直强调一件事。
But what's amazing is that when the Lord Jesus came, he kept emphasizing this one point.
在马太福音第五章，主耶稣说，饥渴慕义的人有福了。
It says in Matthew 5 that those who hunger and thirst for righteousness are blessed.
但然后在马太福音第六章33节 主耶稣说先求神的国和神的义。
And in Matthew chapter 6 verse 33 he says seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
所以感谢主，主耶稣来他要我们饥渴慕义，让我们渴慕神的义。
Thank the Lord that when Jesus Christ came he asked us toThirst and hunger for righteousness.
对，那么这个 righteousness 是神的义。
And this righteousness is the righteousness of God.
是主耶稣要向我们渴慕神的义。
So in other words, the Lord Jesus wants us to thirst and hunger for the righteousness of God.
所以主耶稣所说的义不只是不做坏事而已。
So this righteousness spoken by Jesus is not simply refraining from doing evil deeds.
我们主耶稣说的义是要我们羡慕，是要我们渴慕，是要我们追寻的。
This righteousness that the Lord tells us to thirst for, something you must seek after, to chase after, pursue.
神的义
is pursuing after the righteousness of God.
对，然后一章以后，在第六章里面，那个马太福音第六章，那主说你要先求神的国和神的义。
And then in verse 6, the Lord Jesus says, you must seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
所以在这里主耶稣是把这个义啊，神的义和神的国放在一个同样的一个高的地位。
So we see here the Lord Jesus puts the kingdom of God and his righteousness on the same level.
对，所以当说到耶路撒冷的公义给人看见的时候，不是只是说我们不做坏事而已。
So when God says that he wants to make the righteousness of Jerusalem known, he's not simply telling us to refrain from doing evil things.
他是要让我们看见神那个让人羡慕的让人服气的这个神的这个公义呢，在你的身上，在我的身上可以显出来。
But rather, he wants the righteousness of God, this righteousness that should be sought after, thirsted after, hungered after, to be made manifest in us.
那这里头有很有意思，神的先求神的国和神的义。
So we see here again, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
那什么叫做神的国呢？
But what is his kingdom?
神的国基本上是这个意思，就是说神在那里掌权。
His kingdom, simply put, is God reigning.
对，就是神的宝座在那里。
God's throne is there.
对。基督的宝座在那里，神的宝座在那里。
The throne of Christ, the throne of God is there.
所以弟兄姊妹，神的国，路加福音说，神的国在你的心里，在我的心里。
In Luke it says the kingdom of God is in your heart and in my heart.
什么意思？就是我的心里面有神的宝座，我的心里面有基督的宝座。
This means that the throne of God, the throne of Christ is in our hearts.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹，我们有路了。
Thank you, thank the Lord, for we have a
path.
Thank the Lord that we have a path.
对，当我们心里面有神的宝座和基督的宝座在我们里面，我们顺服他的时候，你知道吗？我们活出来的那个样子，就是让神心里喜悦。
Thank you, brother. Thank the Lord, brother and sister, that when we have the throne of God, throne of Christ in our hearts, our actions, our deeds will please the Lord.
对，当我们心里有神的宝座，有基督的宝座的时候，我们就开始羡慕他的义。
When we have the throne of God, and throne of Christ in our hearts, we begin to thirst and hunger for His righteousness.
对，我们就不愿意做任何的事情让我的主伤心。
And we are no longer desiring to do things that would sadden, our Lord.
我也不愿意做任何的事情让我的主的见证受亏损。
I would no longer have the desire to do anything that would discount the testimony.
对，所以弟兄姊妹，当别人看见我们的时候，别人就看在我们身上看见神的公义。
So we want to be a point where when people see us, they see the righteousness of God.
所以这个说起来好像是很抽象，其实非常具体。
This sounds very abstract, but actually very, very objective.
对使徒保罗来说，他曾经在哥林多前书里说了这么样一句话。
In 1 Corinthians, Paul said this.
他说神已经使基督成为他的成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
He said that God has already made Jesus Christ our righteousness, our salvation, and our
wisdom.
In our wisdom.
Yeah. 那个是在哥林多前书第一章的第三十节，如果是我记得不错的话。
If I remember correctly, it's First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30.
Yeah, let me see.
Yes.
对。但你们得以在基督里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
But by his doing, you are in Christ Jesus who became to us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看，当神差遣他儿子来，他到了我们心里，我们尊重他，他在我们心中做有宝座的时候。
So, brothers and sisters, when God sent his son, Jesus Christ, he's enthroned in our hearts and we believe in him.
对，当基督在我们心里是居首位做宝座的时候。
When Christ Jesus is enthroned in our hearts and the first coming above all things.
Yeah, 那我们突然一下很喜悦神的公义，我们基督所带来的公义。
That we are joyful to have the righteousness of God.
对，然后基督就成为我们的义了。
And Christ himself becomes our righteousness.
所以弟兄姊妹，变成一个非常非常具体、非常非常实际的事情。
So this very thing becomes very concrete, becomes our reality.
对，我们主耶稣，我们住在他里面，他住在我们里面，我们尊重他，我们所说的话，我们的思想，我们的一切像他。
When we abide in him and he in us, and we respect him and revere him, we do the things that he would do.
所以感谢主，弟兄姊妹，就这样的情况之下，世界上的人看我们就看到了基督的义，看见了神的义。
And in doing so, when we walk in this way, the world will see us and see the righteousness of God, the righteousness of Christ.
那他们心里头有一个羡慕的心。
And then in their hearts, they would thirst and hunger for that righteousness.
大概四五年以前，我们在我们聚会的地方，我们也有一个这个 retreat, 就是 the Memorial Day 有个 retreat。
Around 4 to 5 years ago, with the congregation fellowship that I meet with, we also had a retreat around Memorial Day weekend.
来的人都是我们弟兄姊妹。
And those who attended were all the brothers and sisters that we gathered with.
唯一的例外的是有一个弟兄，他请了一家人，夫妇两个小孩来参加。
The one exception was there's this one person, one person who invited one brother invited his family, his husband and wife and their two kids.
对，那么在 retreat 当中呢，他们这个 family 的这个做父亲的，他跟很多人谈了很多话。
So the father spoke with a lot of people there at the retreat.
那这个母亲也是跟很多人谈了很多话。
And the mother of this family also spoke with a lot of people there.
这个小孩呢，就跟很多人在一起玩，很多其他小孩在一起玩。
And their two kids played with all the other kids.
那么然后这个 retreat 完了之后呢，几个月之后呢，感谢主，他们信主了。
And we thank the Lord that after a few months, after the retreat concluded, they came to believe in the Lord.
所以有一天我就问这个新的弟兄，我说你们为什么要信主？
So one day I asked this new brother, why did you believe in the Lord?
他说我们去过很多地方，但是我们来到那几天。 在你们的这个retreat里面，他说我们觉得你们不一样。
He told me that they've visited many different other congregations, but when they came to us at the retreat, he felt that we were different.
我不是说看到其他的 congregation， 就是他们很多的 social gathering 等等等等，那可是来到基督徒中间发现不一样。
I meant to say that he said that he went to all types of social gatherings before, but when he came to us, became into Hermes, he felt that we were different from those social gatherings.
所以弟兄姊妹，耶路撒冷是要彰显神的公义。
So brothers and sisters, Christ, sorry,
耶路撒冷是要彰显神的公义。
Jerusalem is to make manifest the righteousness of God.
对。 神的儿子来，他要使这件事情成为真实。
The Son of God has come to make this possible.
当我们回头想想，这件事情的确是真实，因为耶稣在你的里面，在我里面。
When we think about this, this is truly, this is truth, this is real, because He's in you and me.
所以，弟兄姊妹，当我们回想他这个事情，你想想，第一个重要的是生命，那个公义树。
So brothers and sisters, when we think back on this, the first thing we think of is the tree of righteousness.
第二，神给我们的一个托付呢，是要让他的救恩像灯给人看到。The
second thing is that the Lord has entrusted us to be like a lamp, to shine the light to those in this world.
可是在这以前呢，神要叫我们看见，我们必须是。 我们必须显明他的公义。
But before this can happen, the Lord requires us to first make manifest in us His righteousness.
所以生命、公义和救恩。
Life, righteousness, and salvation.
所以弟兄姊妹，我就盼望我们心里面记得那这个永远的荣华、累代的喜乐，他的是里头有具体的强调的内容。
Brothers and sisters, it's my hope that you all remember that there is this concrete content within the eternal excellence and the joy of generations.
对，那还有呢，就是主耶稣啊，他叫我们都做守望的人。But
also, lastly, the Lord Jesus wants us to be His watchmen.
对，守望的人做什么呢？祷告。What
do watchmen do? They pray.
祷告什么呢？ 祷告让神在我们这些人的身上做事。What
do they pray about? They pray for that the Lord will work in us.
好让我们在地上成为可赞美的。So
that we may become a praise in the earth.
对，好让人看见我们，他们来赞美神。So
that all those who look at us will praise the Lord.
好，感谢主，这是我们，对不起，我花一点时间说我们昨天想说的。
Thank you. We thank the Lord. I just want to take some time to summarize what we shared yesterday.
那今天我想跟弟兄姊妹稍微交通一点非拉铁非的教会。
Today I would like to go on and share about the Church of Philadelphia.
Yeah. 9:00 what time do we?
12:10, I think.
Yes. We end at 12:10, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, good. We have time. 为什么菲拉铁菲很重要呢?
Why is the Church of Philadelphia important?
菲拉铁菲是主耶稣来以后将近90年的事情。
This Church of Philadelphia came 90 years after Christ.
我应该这样说，是在第一世纪的结束。我们主耶稣是差不多三十几年来的，就是三十几年在人的中间啊。 所以这个菲拉铁菲呢，是主耶稣在人中间开始有他的 ministry 以后，差不多60年。
So the Lord was on the earth for 30 years, and this church came roughly 60 years after that.
那我们知道这个过程的当中，那说实话，为主做见证不是那么容易的事。
So this Church of Philadelphia, when it talks about bearing testimony for the Lord on earth,
It's easier said than done. In
the year 90, in the first century, John wrote this letter in his old age.
但是当老约翰写信给这个七个教会的时候，那这个菲拉铁菲教会是有一个独特的地位。
When John in his old age wrote these letters to these seven churches, there was something special about the Church of Philadelphia.
那菲拉铁菲好像让神的心得到满足。The
Church of Philadelphia seemingly pleases the Lord.
那对，那让我们主耶稣呢觉得他的见证在这里。It's
the Lord felt, Lord Jesus, that his testimony was there, was present there.
对，当然我们看七个教会，我们知道不容易的，那尤其是像士美拿这样的教会呢，他们其实是受迫害的。Bearing
the testimony for the Lord is very, very difficult. And out of these seven churches, we know that the Church of Smyrna was persecuted.
但可是无论如何，当你来到菲拉铁菲教会，你觉得主的心里头有一个喜悦。In
any case, when we come to the Church of Philadelphia, we see that there's this joy of the God had this joy in his heart.
对，当我们主耶稣写信给菲拉铁菲教会，就是从启示录第三章第七节到第十四节。When
we look at the letter that John wrote to the Church of Philadelphia, which is in Revelation chapter 3, verse 7 to 7 to 13, 10?
To 14. To 14? To 13, yeah, 13. 反正就是很短很短，但是你发觉一件事，是我们主耶稣说，我看你们的过去，我已经给了你们一个冠冕。So
through this very short section, this little letter, we see that the Lord Jesus said that I've known your deeds, and you have a crown.
对，我已经给你们一个冠冕，这是第十一节。
Verse 11 says, I have already given you a crown.
对，那么，然后呢，主耶稣对前面的菲拉铁菲的前将来呢，也有一个盼望。他说，你们要继续得胜，那么我要把我的名字、神的名字和这个城的名字都要写在你身上。The
Lord Jesus had this expectation for them to continue to overcome, that he would write his name, the name of his city, on them.
所以你可以看见这菲拉铁菲教会，他们人数很少，人数不多的，因为菲拉铁菲教会，第八节说了，对不起，我看哈，第八节说是你们略有一点力量。So
the Church of Philadelphia were few in number, as we can see here in verse 8, it says you have a little power.
但是感谢主，菲拉铁菲让我们主耶稣的心啊得到满足。
But we thank Lord that Philadelphia pleased the Lord.
对，那然后我们主耶稣对他们的将来也有一个非常 有一个盼望。
And our Lord Jesus had this expectation, this hope for them in the coming days.
就是他要把神的名字、圣城的名字和他自己的名字写在他们的身上。
That he would be able to write his name and the name of his city on them.
什么意思呢？就是你们的将来还要代表我。
What does this mean? It means that in your future, you will represent me.
对，所以当主的名字、那神的名字和耶路撒冷的名字写在他们身上，写在假如是写在他们头上的话，那别人一看见，就是你这个人呢是代表他们。
Let's say God writes his name literally on their head, the name of the city on their head. When people see these people from Philadelphia, they'll know that you will represent God.
对，所以感谢主，所以菲拉铁菲在主的心目中有特别的地位。
So we know the Church of Philadelphia has a special place in God's heart.
那菲拉铁菲在我们这些人的跟随主的路上也有一个地位。
The Church of Philadelphia for us who are following the Lord also has a special place for us.
假定没有菲拉铁菲的话，那你我都觉得，哎呀，跟随主的路太难了。
If there was no Church of Philadelphia, we might conclude following after the Lord is too difficult a task.
对，这是不可能的，不可能的，不可能。
We may even think this is impossible. We can't do it.
所以弟兄姊妹，你知道，所以许多人呢，所以我不该说许多人，就是当年，就是许多年来，那有很多人把。或者把菲拉铁菲看作是不可能，或者是把菲拉铁菲看作只是预言的一部分。
Throughout the years, the Church of Philadelphia has been seen as something that's either impossible or something that's yet to happen in the future.
对，但是呢，菲拉铁菲是在一千九百年以前，就主耶稣来了以后。在第一世纪里面，在小亚细亚那个地方，一个真实的聚会。
The Church of Philadelphia existed roughly 1900 years ago, around the first century in Asia Minor. There was this tiny church that existed there.
所以弟兄姊妹是真的。
So brothers and sisters, they were real.
他不但是真的呢，他们真正活出一个情形呢，让神的心得到满足。
Not only were they real, they lived out a spiritual condition that pleased the Lord.
主耶稣可以指着他们说，他们是我的见证。
And the Lord can say to them that they were his testimony.
所以弟兄姊妹，这值得我们看看菲拉铁菲到底怎么回事。
So brothers, it behooves us to look at the condition, what is happening at the Church of Philadelphia.
但当然有我们，因为菲拉铁菲这个字的名字啊，是这个字的意思呢是弟兄相爱，那我们有的时候觉得就我们对于菲拉铁菲的认识就到此为止，弟兄相爱。
So we know that the name, their meaning, Philadelphia, means brotherly love, and a lot of us when we see this, we stop here.
对，但可是弟兄姊妹，这个菲拉铁菲这个名字呢是一个外邦人取的，在那个菲拉在福音还传到菲拉铁菲以前，这菲拉铁菲的城是名字是外邦人取的。
But this city, this name, Philadelphia, was given to it by Gentiles.
对，就是在福音还没有到那边去的时候，那个外邦人，他们当初建这个城啊，就取了这个名字。
The origin of the name of Philadelphia, of the city, was given to them before the gospel had even reached it. It was given to them by those who are outside of the gospel.
所以感谢主，当然我们菲拉铁菲的教会的弟兄姊妹们，他们彼此相爱，这个是真的。可是呢，这个跟他们的名字没有什么太大关系。
Of course, the Church of Philadelphia had brotherly love, but it had nothing to do with why they were called Philadelphia.
所以菲拉铁菲在神心目中间温暖了神的心，是有他特别的原因。
There's a specific reason why the Church of Philadelphia warmed the heart of God.
那这就是从第七节到第十四节所说的。
This is what we see between verses 17 and 14.
那我 我们就 OK 啊、好了，我们现在一节一节，我们对不起，我们就这样，我先读一下好了。我或许我请我弟兄读，用英文读，读完我用中文读一下。这七节到第十三节。
We'll now read. Let's go through the verses then, from verses 17 to 13. I'll have my brother read in English, and I'll read in Chinese. Verse 7. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, He who is holy, who is true, who has the key of David, who opens and no one will shut, and who shuts and no one opens, says this, I know your deeds. Behold, I have put before you an open door, which no one can shut, because you have a little power, and have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Behold, I will cause those of the synagogue of Satan, who say that they are Jews and are not, but lie. I will make them come and bow down at your feet, and make them know that I have loved you. Because you have kept the word of my perseverance, I also will keep you from the hour of testing, that hour which is about to come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth. I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, so that no one will take your crown. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he will not go out from it anymore. And I will write on him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and my new name. He who has an ear, let him hear. Let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
因为时间的关系，我就只读四节哈，第八节、第九节、第十节，还有第十二节。
I'll now read in Chinese, but for sake of time, I'll read from verses 8 to 12 only.
Yeah, 那第八、第九、第十节呢，是很具体的说明腓拉铁菲的特点在哪里。
Here, between verses 8 and 12, it clearly defines the special characteristics of the Church of Philadelphia.
对，那第八节啊，他说，我知道你的行为，你略有一点力量，也曾遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。看哪，我在你面前给你一个敞开的门，是无人能关的。那撒旦议会的，自称是犹太人，其实不是犹太人，乃是说谎的。我要使他们来在你脚前下拜，也使他们知道我是已经爱你了。第十节，你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下人受试炼的时候，保守你免去你的试炼。那我就读十一节、十二节，我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。第十二节，得胜的我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子，他也必不从那里出来。我要使我神的名和我神城的名，并我的新名都写在他上面。啊，那弟兄姊妹啊，这个他这个主耶稣点出腓拉铁菲的特点在哪里呢？就是当主耶稣写给腓拉铁菲的时候，他说自我介绍嘛，主耶稣说，他说我就是那个圣洁真实，拿着大卫钥匙的人。
When the Lord reveals, introduces himself to the church of Philadelphia, he first says, I am holy, who is true, who has the key of David.
那主为什么自己这样介绍呢？你就晓得主在腓拉铁菲教会中间所寻找、所注意的是这些事情。
So how, why does the Lord introduce himself this way? Because these are the things that he's looking for in the Church of Philadelphia.
对，我是圣洁的，你是不是圣洁？
In other words, he says, I am holy. Are you holy?
我是真实的，你是不是真实？
I am true. Are you true?
我是拿着大卫的钥匙的，你是不是尊重我这位拿大卫钥匙？
I am the one who holds the key of David. Do you respect me who holds this key of David?
所以主耶稣在这里强调 holy, 强调圣洁，强调真实。
Here we see here that the Lord is emphasizing that he is holy and he is true.
那么第八节、第九节、第十节是主耶稣对腓拉铁菲的观察。
Verses 8, 9, and 10 are the Lord's observations on the Church of Philadelphia.
那第八节呢，我们主耶稣说，他说你们略有一点点力量，什么意思？就是你们不是 mega church,
In verse 8, he says, you have a little power. In other words, he's saying, you're no megachurch.
对，但你也不是这个在TV上面、在报纸上面、在社会里面很轰动的一个组织。
Nor are you, Church of Philadelphia, the sensational church that appears in media.
只要你只有略有一点力量。
But you're just a church that has a little power.
那然后他说，你遵守了我的道，没有弃绝我的名。
He says, you have held on to my word and have not denied my name.
弟兄姊妹，当我们读这个的时候，我们可能觉得这个没有什么稀奇。那我遵守你的道，就是你说什么我做什么。When
he says they have kept my word, we may think to ourselves, this is nothing special. It just means they obeyed his word.
但我没有弃绝你的名，就是我从来没有说你不是神，你不是我的主，我从来没有这么说。When
he says they have never denied his name, it means that they've never denied him or denied their belief in him.
可是弟兄姊妹，假如我们里面的态度是这样的话，主耶稣不会把一个冠冕给你，给你，给我的。But
brothers and sisters, if our attitude is like this, he would not give us our crowns.
所以主把他的 crown 给他们，是因为他们的态度不是这样，他们态度是真的。The
reason God Jesus gave them their crowns is because their attitude was not merely like this. Their attitudes were sincere.
当他们读神的话的时候，他们读到心里去。
When they read the word of God entered their hearts.
但不但他们读进去了，而且他们心里面说 Amen.
Not only did the word of God enter their hearts, they shouted, they responded with Amen.
对，神的话慢慢成为他们的生命.
And the word of God gradually became their life.
像我们主耶稣说的话，说的我的话就是灵，就是生命.
Like the Lord Jesus said, my word is spirit and life.
那使徒保罗也说的 letter kill 就是说 字句叫人死，灵叫人活。
Just like the Apostle Paul said that the law causes death, but the spirit life.
所以神的道在这些人的心里面是活的，在这些人的心里面是宝贵的。
So the word of God in the hearts of these believers is alive. It's precious.
我们最近在一个读经聚会里面有一个年轻的 一个姊妹，她曾经说了一句话，这是我太太告诉我。In
my fellowship, there is this young sister, and she said something. It's something that my wife told me about.
那这位姊妹说什么呢？她说，因为有人在问呢，说是扫罗和大卫有什么不一样。This
young sister asked, "What's the difference between Saul and David?"
就是别人问他，问大家，就是扫罗和大卫有什么不一样。
I'm sorry. Somebody in the church asked them, the people there, what is the difference between Saul and David?
因为扫罗的早年呢是很好的。
Because in the early years of Saul, he was a good king.
而且呢，他从扫罗的口里说出来，他就是说，就是神啊，你所说的我都做了。Saul
was able to claim that all God had told him to do, he did.
对。 当然我们知道后来不是这样，就是情形不是这样。But
we found out later that this is not the case.
但是扫罗自己觉得，你要我做的我都做了。But
Saul felt that he did do that. He did do what God told him to do.
所以这位姊妹说，扫罗和大卫不一样，是大卫是合神心意的，是 after God's heart.
So when asked this question, this young sister responded, he said, the difference is David was after God's heart.
对，感谢主。这个英文里面就是在《使徒行传》第13章，神说大卫是我们中文叫的合我心意的人。英文是说 after my heart.
In Acts 13, it says David was after his own heart. Chinese it says one that is in harmony with my heart. But in the English it says one who is after my heart.
对，那所以真正的意思是大卫的心。 好，好像这里有两个心，一个是神的心，一个是大卫的心。是大卫的心在追寻神的心。So
it's clear here there's a picture of two hearts. One is David's heart, one is God's heart. And David's heart is seeking after God's heart.
对，好像大卫的心在 chasing after 神的 heart.
It's as if God, the heart of David was chasing after God's heart.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看到这个不一样的地方。 一面呢就说是的，你要我做的我都做了，可是另外一面他是说，主啊，你的心是这个，我一定要满足你的心。
So we see here it's very different. One of them said, I did everything you told me to do. The other one says, what is your will? I need to accomplish what is in your heart.
腓拉铁菲 的弟兄姊妹，主耶稣给他们一个冠冕，为什么？因为这是他们对神的话的态度。
The Lord gave the brethren at the Church of Philadelphia a crown because they had this attitude.
对，那么另外一个关于没有弃绝他的名。
And now the other thing was that Philadelphia did not forsake his name.
那这个也是然后我们可以说，哦，主啊，我从来没有弃绝过你的名。
For us today, we may be able to say, Lord, I've never denied you or forsaken your name.
但是弟兄姊妹，你知道彼得的故事。
Brothers and sisters, you're all familiar with the story of Peter.
那彼得在基要之前曾经否认主三次。
We know that Peter denied the Lord three times before the rooster crowed.
所以弟兄姊妹，你说我不像，我从来没有像彼得这样。
You might say to the Lord, Lord, I've never been like Peter.
可是你知道彼得那个时候软弱了。
We know at that time, Peter was weak.
可是彼得的心呢，是彼得曾经当然是一天之前跟主耶稣说，他说别人都可以离弃你，可是我绝不离弃你。
It was only a day before that day that Peter said to the Lord, everybody can leave you and abandon you, but I will not.
可是我们主耶稣说，这彼得啊，西门啊，基教之前，你要三次否认我。
But the Lord Jesus responded to Peter and said, before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times.
但是我已经为你祷告。
But I have been praying for you.
当你回头的时候，你要坚固你的弟兄。
That when you go back, when you return, you will edify your brethren.
对，所以我们彼得他的确否认了三次。
This is a fact that Peter denied the Lord three times.
第三次的时候，主耶稣回头看他。
And the third, when he denied the Lord the third time, the Lord turned his head to look at him.
主耶稣是在前面，他是在很远的地方，但是主耶稣回头看他。
The Lord Jesus was all the way up in front, and Peter was all the way in the back, but the Lord turned to look at him.
那彼得马上就他就哭了，就到外面大哭。
And Peter broke down crying and went outside and cried.
那所以当我们主耶稣钉十字架，彼得他就说我去打鱼去。
And when the Lord was crucified, Peter went out fishing.
那其他的那个这些门徒们也跟他一起去打鱼去。
And all the other disciples went out with him to fish.
因为说他们觉得我们没有盼望。
Because at the time they felt there was no hope anymore.
我们是 failure.
We're failures.
Yeah, 我们没有盼望。
We have no hope.
但是那天我们主清早就为他们准备了菜和火和鱼饼。
But on that morning,in the early morning, the Lord Jesus had prepared for them breakfast.
Yeah. 那所以后来我们主耶稣就跟彼得讲，他说，西门，西门，你爱我胜过这些吗？
The Lord said to Peter, Simon, Peter, Simon, do you love me more than these?
那彼得说，他说，我不敢说我爱你，但是我是 I'm very close to you.
But Peter dare not say that he loved him, but said, I'm very close to that point.
Yeah. 那后来我们主耶稣就说，你喂养我的小羊。
So the Lord says, tend my sheep.
感谢主，我们人都是软弱的，弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord, brothers and sisters, we are all weak.
我们在主面前承认的话，我们都是软弱的。
If we confess before the Lord, we are weak.
在很艰难的情况下，我们可能跌倒。
In the most difficult of times, we may most likely will fall and stumble.
我们心里唯有一个可靠的事情，就是我们对主的爱。
The one thing that we can count on, though, is our love for the Lord.
感谢主，在这样的情况之下，神，我们的主耶稣，他可以来把我们挽回。
We thank the Lord that in, as long as we have this, the Lord can restore us.
Yeah, 在我们失败的时候，他会回头看我们。
When we fail and stumble, the Lord will look at us.
当我们失望去打鱼的时候，他会来到海边，他说问我们说，你爱我吗？
When we're disheartened, we go out to fish, then we meet him, and he asks us, do you love me?
他还要我们继续喂养他的小羊。
And he asks us to continue to tend to his sheep.
所以弟兄姊妹，当主耶稣跟腓拉铁菲教会的弟兄姊妹说，他说你们没有弃绝我的名，我给了你们的 crown， 我想因为他们的心里面爱主。
I believe that the Lord said to them that you do not deny my name, I've given you crowns because he knew that they loved him.
那主自己可以成他们里面的，成为他们的里面的力量。
And that is why the Lord is able to become their strength.
当他们跌倒的时候，当他们软弱的时候，主可以再把他们扶起来。
So whenever they're weak, they stumble, the Lord can pick them back up.
啊，那好了，那然后主说，他说我给你们，我给了你们一个敞开的门。
Now, then the Lord says, I've opened a door for you.
那弟兄姊妹，当我们读到这敞开的门的时候，我们很容易想到，就是说啊，这个福音可以传出去，那么新的人数可以增加。
When we think about this open door, we think about the gospel can be proclaimed throughout the world and we will add to the numbers of believers.
可是弟兄姊妹，你这个东西呢，这个想法是不错，可是跟那个主耶稣对这个七个教会写信给七个教会，它的重点呢是不大符合的。
This is not an incorrect interpretation, but when he says this to the church here, the seven churches, it's a different meaning.
对，主耶稣写信给七个教会，主要是谈到这个七个教会作为耶稣的见证。
The letters written to the seven churches primarily focuses on the testimony.
Of Jesus.
Of Jesus.
对，那么他们的属灵的光景，他们的见证。
It speaks to their spiritual condition and their testimony.
所以到底这个敞开的门是什么意思？
So what does this open door mean?
So 我在主面前思考很久，我觉得还有两个意思，一个是这个敞开的门是朝着天的。一个是敞开的门是朝着世人。
I've been meditating on this for a while now, and I believe that this open door, one side is towards heaven, the other is toward the world, the people.
对，那对于世人的果然就像我们平常想的一样，是福音要传出去，那信主的人要进来。
So the open door towards us on earth, we interpret it as the opening, the spread of the gospel, and adding to the numbers of believers.
但是朝天的那一部分向着天的这一部分，就像我们说到那个以赛亚书第62章，主耶稣说你们要是公义的光，你们是救恩的灯。
But the open door heavenward is connected to what we see in Isaiah for the people to become this light of salvation, this lamp, this light of righteousness is this lamp of salvation.
那救恩的灯是果然是那个意思，就是说福音还有让人信主。
This lamp of salvation speaks to the gospel and the increase in the number of believers.
但是那个公义的那一部分是朝着天的，是朝着神的。
But this light of righteousness is heavenward, towards God.
因为我们的公义只有从神而来。
Because our righteousness can only come from God.
对不对？要主说，这是 seek ye first, 就是说先求神的国和神的义。
Is this not so, brothers and sisters? It says in Matthew to seek ye first his kingdom.
所以这个门呢，一面是朝着世人，一面是朝着天，朝着神。
So this open door, on one side it's earthward, towards man on earth, and on the other side it's heavenward, towards God.
这个马太福音16章是第一次主提到教会。
In Matthew chapter 16, he records the first time the Lord mentions the church.
对，所以我们主说，他说是主说跟彼得说，他说啊，他说这个，他说这教会好，那我已经给你们一个天国的钥匙。
He told Peter that I have given you the keys of heaven.
对，那么你们在地上捆绑，在天上也捆绑，你们在地上所释放的，天上也释放。
Says what you have bound on earth.Shall be bound in heaven, and what you have loosed on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
这是马太，我们看一下，好吧？马太福音十六章。
This is in Matthew chapter 16.
十六章第第十九节。
Matthew 16 verse 19.
我要把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你在地上所释放的，天上也要释放。
I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven, whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
那个你呢，表面上看起来是彼得，其实主的意思是说，这彼得代表教会的话，是说他把他的天国的钥匙给了教会。
So it may appear on the surface as that, the Lord is talking to Peter when he says, I will give you the keys, but Peter here represents the church, so he's saying, I will give you, the church, the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
那我们中文在这里说，你在地上捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑。
In the Chinese translation, it says, what you have bound on earth will be bound in heaven.
那听起来好像是说天是在听地。
But if this word is this way, it sounds like heaven is dependent on what happens on earth.
对，从我们在地上捆绑了，天上也要把它捆绑。
We may interpret this as if we bind something on earth, then heaven has to oblige and also be bound there.
可是呢，真正的希腊文的意思是说，你在地上捆绑，在天上已经捆绑了。
But if we look back into the original Greek, it actually should translate as what you bind on earth shall already been bound in heaven.
那这个在那个你去看英文版的话，这个有个叫做杨氏，就是 YLT, 或者是那个 NASB, 都是这么翻译。
If you look at the NASB or the YLT translations, this is how it's translated.
Yeah, 那我试试用中英文说话。What you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven.
So again, just to reiterate, it says in the English NASB YLT, what you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven.
这意思说你在地上捆绑的，你举头望天一看，你在天上已经捆绑了。
In other words, it's saying that if you bind something on earth, you look towards the heaven, you see it's already bound in heaven.
所以意思就是说地是听天的，不是天听地的。
So here is earth is dependent on what heaven, what's in heaven, not the other way around.
是教会抬头看天的旨意，那天是这么做的，我们教会也是这样做。
It's when the church looks towards heaven to see God's will and see, and they will do what has been already done in heaven.
所以这个起义这个念头，这个发源是在天上，是在神那里。
So the origin, the source comes from heaven.
所以这个就是我们主耶稣说的天国的钥匙。
So this is what Jesus refers to as the keys to the kingdom of heaven.
就是让天和地可以连在一起。
So that there will be a union between heaven and earth.
让天上的旨意，我们地上可以知道。
So that the will of heaven can be made known to us here on earth.
让天上的感觉，神的感觉，我们主耶稣的感觉，我们在地上可以知道。
It's to allow the feelings of God to be known to us here on earth.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个是这句话的意思。
So, beloved brothers and sisters, this is what these verses mean.
那所以我们所以我们主耶稣就是说我这个门是为你敞开的。
So we see here that the Lord says to the churches, I've opened a door to heaven. Door
yeah, because you love God.
Because you love God and you love me.
Because you love God and you love me.
Because you are faithful to me, you're faithful to God.
所以天上的门是为你们敞开。
So I've opened a door to heaven for you.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，了不起的事情，教会啊，是神给我们一个 provision， 给我们一个准备，让我们一抬头，让我们心里一想神，一想到神，他的意思就让我们知道。
So brothers and sisters, this is an amazing thing that we as a church we lift up towards heaven, we will know His will.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不能说有什么事情我们来开会决定。你我同意。我们有十个人开会，有六个人同意，八个人同意，那另外两个人就甩在一边就可以了。
Brothers and sisters, does not mean we should settle things democratically by majority, or the majority gets their way, but the two who did dissent are just left to the side.
记得主耶稣说，天是为我们敞开的。
Need to remember that the door to heaven is open to us.
我们都需要来问神的意思是在哪里。
All of us has to ask, inquire of God what His will is.
那比如说我们很聪明啊，我们说哦，那怎么可能呢？我们每个人的想法都不一样，我们从神那里所得到的也不一样。
But some, what we might say, we're also very different, and what we receive from the Lord is different as well.
可是弟兄姊妹，试试看。你试试看，去问问神。我们大家都问问神，你看神告诉我们的是不是一样
？But brothers and sisters, try, attempt it. Try to ask God, all of us, ask God what He wants, and see if it's not the same.
所以感谢主，弟兄姊妹，这个是奇妙的事情，这是神他的家奇妙的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is an amazing thing, an amazing work in the house of God.
那么这个是第八节。
This is what we see in chapter in verse 8.
给我们一个敞开的天。
Verse 8, that there is the door open, there's a door
yeah,
open to them.
Yeah, 给我们一个敞开的天，也给我们这个对我们这个四周围这些没有不知道不认识神的人，给他们一个敞开的门。
The Lord has given us this open heaven and this open door to those who do not believe.
Yeah. 那第九节呢？第九节有两个意思在里面。
Now, if we go back to Revelation 3 verse 9, we see there's two meanings.
一件事情是关于撒旦议会里的。
So these two things, these two meanings, one is regarding the synagogue of Satan.
那第二呢，是说主耶稣说我已经爱他们，已经爱你们了。
And the second thing in verse 9 is that the Lord says, I have already loved you.
那你是出你这个就是假如我们随便看一下的话，你不大知道主为什么要提这两件事。
If you look at it on a surface level, we may not understand why the Lord mentions these two things.
对，那他可是你仔细看的话，你知道他两件事情都有很深的意思。
If we look deeper, we can see that these two things have a deeper meaning.
关于这个撒旦议会的人，主说我要叫他们来在你们面前下拜。
He says, "Yeah, will cause those of the synagogue of Satan to come and bow down at your feet."
那弟兄姊妹啊，这个撒旦议会的人，他们是。撒旦是与神为仇的。
So this synagogue of Satan is the enemy of God.
对，你我不是他的仇人，他是看不在眼里面的，神是他的仇人。
We are not his opponents. We cannot go head to head with him. He is the enemy of God. God.
对，在神的在撒旦的眼中，你我不是他的问题，神是他的问题。
We are not a problem for Satan. God is a problem for Satan.
对，那他要把神从教会的宝座，从你我心里面的宝座上拉下来。
He wants to drag God off the throne of our hearts.
但撒旦最大的一个工具呢，一个 weapon 呢，就是谎言。
And one of the most powerful tools, weapons that Satan can use are lies.
我们主耶稣在约翰福音大使第七章里面说，他说 撒旦呢是说谎的，而且是这些说谎的人的父亲。
Gospel of John, Jesus calls Satan the father of lies and the father of those who lie.
对，所以主耶稣把他看穿了，就说你们撒旦，你的工具是什么？你的工具是谎言。
The Lord Jesus was able to see through those people and see that you are your father Satan because you lie.
那这里呢，说这个撒旦一会的人呢，他们自称是犹太人，其实是说谎的，不是犹太人。
So the Lord sees through the synagogue of Satan and who claim themselves to be Jews, but they're not really Jews.
所以你看这里，主耶稣提出来的是，这撒旦是说谎的。
So here the Lord Jesus says Satan is a liar.
跟随撒旦人也是说谎的。
Those who follow after Satan are also liars.
但是呢，这个很有意思，但是他们主耶稣让他们看见这些腓拉铁菲教会的弟兄姊妹，他们是不说谎的。
But the Lord clearly shows us that the brethren at the Church of Philadelphia are not liars.
对，所以他们是，所以你们这撒旦议会的人要在他们的面前，你们要下拜。
So that is why the Lord says He will bring the synagogue of Satan to bow down at their feet.
那这里头弟兄姊妹有两件事情我们值得注意。
Brothers and sisters, there's two things that are worth mentioning, that are worth for us to take note of.
Yeah, 第一个就是假犹太人和真犹太人。
The first thing is the juxtaposition between the fake and the real Jew.
对，那第二件事情呢，是这个撒旦议会的人来，就是反对神的人来到神的教会的面前。向神下拜这件事情在圣经里面以前提过一次。
The second thing is how the synagogue of Satan, those who oppose God, will be brought before the temple, the church of God, and where they will bow before them. This scene has been mentioned before in the Bible.
那我就跟大家说，什么时候提的呢？就是我们所说的以赛亚书60章第14节。
Where was this mentioned before? It was mentioned in Isaiah chapter 60 verse 14.
是我们所读到的以赛亚60章15节，在第14节呢，我们怎么知道他说到耶路撒冷？因为14节说到耶路撒冷。
In chapter 6, Isaiah 60 verse 15 read about, what we read refers to Jerusalem. How do we know? Because in the verse before, verse 14, it mentions Jerusalem.
那第14节说什么呢？就是那个原先要仇视你的，他们的子孙要来在你的面前下拜。
It says that the sons of those who afflicted you will come bowing to you.
所以素来苦待你的那个时候啊，那我们相对于在哥拉铁菲 的时候，就是撒旦那边来的人。
So the sons of those who afflicted in Isaiah 60 refers to the synagogue of Satan in Revelation chapter 8.
就是所以撒旦他的子孙呢，现在都要来耶路撒冷的面前跪拜。
So the sons of Satan will come and bow before Jerusalem.
但是呢，我们在这个 Revelation 启示录的时候，第三章讲腓拉铁菲，他就说撒旦议会的人要来在教会的面前下拜。
So Revelation chapter 3 verse 8 says, sorry, verse 9 it says the synagogue of Satan, he will make them come and bow down at their feet.
对，所以他们并不是 bow down 的这些个腓拉铁菲弟兄姊妹的脚前，他们是 bow down 是腓拉铁菲弟兄姊妹所代表的那位神的脚前。
The synagogue of Satan are not coming to bow down at the feet of the brethren of Philadelphia, but what they represent, the Church of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看到我们读的以赛亚书六十章和这里相对应的地方。
So there's a correlation, there's a link between Isaiah 60 and what we read here in Revelation 3:9.
那为什么主耶稣说我要叫你们撒旦议会的人来下拜呢？因为这些弟兄姊妹，我在他们身上看见以赛亚书六十章十五节所说的那个光景。
Why does Jesus say that the synagogue of Satan will bow before the Church of Philadelphia? Because he sees the same spiritual condition that we see in Isaiah 60.
在那里头你看到了这个永远的荣华，累代的喜乐。
He saw in them this eternal excellence this joy of generation to generation.
所以主说, 我要让撒旦, 他们来到你面前下拜,
so that's why he says he will make the synagogue of Satan come and bow before you.
所以还有一点, 这个, 还有一点很重, 很值得我们注意的话, 是这个, 这个撒旦议会的人, 他们是说谎。
So the thing worth noting, again, is the synagogue of Satan are liars.
那是撒谎的关于什么? 关于犹太人。
What are they lying about? They're lying about them, them being Jewish.
对,意思就是说, 我们是和神有关系的, 我们是尊重神的, 这个是犹太人的意思。
To be Jewish, to be a Jew, is someone who respects God, who is pious towards God.
Yeah, so 我们跟神有关系的, 我们跟神之间有个约的, 有个covenant。
It speaks, being Jewish means you have a covenant, this relationship with God.
可是感谢主, 我们在新约里面, 啊, 给我们看见, 那个, 什么叫做假的犹太人, 什么叫真的犹太人。
But we thank the Lord in the New Testament, it spells it out clearly for us. What is a fake Jew and what is a true Jew?
什么是假的以色列人, 什么是真的以色列人?
What is a fake Jew and what is a true Jew?
Israelite.
Oh, sorry. What is a fake Israelite and what is a true Israelite?
还有什么是假的隔离, 什么是真的隔离?
And what is the true circumcision, what is the fake circumcision?
因为犹太人, 以色列人和隔离基本上 是说同样的事情。
Because the Jew, the Israelite, and the circumcision are, for the most part, speaking about the same thing.
那我就跟大家说了，我们主耶稣在约翰福音第一章里面说到一个人，名字叫拿单耶。
In John chapter 1, the Lord, it mentions the Lord speaking about someone named Nathanael.
对，这个拿单耶呢， 主耶稣说他是一个真的以色列人，为什么？因为在他的心里面没有诡诈。
The Lord says that Nathanael is a true Israelite, and in him there is no deceit.
对，那弟兄姊妹啊，所以这是我们主耶稣把这个诡诈这件事情，把诚实这件事情看得非常重要。This
is why the Lord puts so much focus and emphasis on being true and not lying.
对，因为拿单耶他是真的以色列人。 他心里面没有诡诈,
because the Lord Jesus said that Daniel is a true Israelite because there is no deceit in him.
对，那然后主耶稣接着下去又说，他说，以后啊，没有几夜以后，主说拿单耶以后，他呢要看见神的儿子，看见这个天使在神的儿子上身上上去下来。
And a couple of verses later, he says that Daniel will see, look up and see in heaven. The angels ascending and descending on the Son of Man.
这拿单耶要看，拿单耶和他们要看见天开了，神的使者在人神子儿子的身上上去下来。
Says the children of God will look and see the heavens open and the angels ascending and descending on the sons of man.
对，这个是在约翰福音第一章第47节，还有51节。
This is in John, Gospel of John, in verse 47 and 51.
所以我们主耶稣说，心里没有诡诈才重要。
When the Lord says, in him there is no deceit, this is of utmost importance.
那在他们上面这个天要开了。
And to them the heavens will be opened.
所以这个我留给弟兄姊妹，你们有机会自己去看。
So this part I'll leave it to you, brothers and sisters, for you to look over yourselves.
那另外关于这个真隔离。
Now in regards to the true circumcision,
那使徒保罗有一句话，那个是非常强有力的，是在腓立比书第三章。
And the Apostle Paul also says something that has much weight. It's in Philippians chapter 3.
哎呀，他说因为真受真隔离，乃是我们这以神的灵敬拜，在基督耶稣里夸口，不靠着肉体的。第三章第三节。
Philippians 3 verse 3, for we are the true circumcision who worship in the spirit of God and glory in Christ Jesus and put no confidence in the flesh.
感谢主，这次使徒保罗说什么叫做真隔离。
Thank the Lord that the Apostle Paul told us, explained to us what the true circumcision means.
以神的灵敬拜,
which is worship in the spirit of God.
Yeah, 在基督耶稣里夸口,
and glory in Christ Jesus.
不信靠肉体,
and putting no confidence in the flesh.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，这两句话很值得我们记得。
Brothers and sisters, this verse is worth remembering.
对，一个说到哪呢？也说到真以色列人什么呢？心里没有诡诈。
So Nathanael is a true Israelite, for there is no deceit in him.
Yeah, 那所以天是为他敞开的。
And the heavens are open to him.
那第二，什么叫做真割礼？真割礼是不信靠肉体。
What is the true circumcision? Is having no confidence in the flesh.
那当初许多年以前，这个旧约的时候，割礼刚刚设的时候，那是要把一个人的那个肉体上的一个东西割掉。
When the practice of circumcision was first instituted long ago, it required that a part of the person's body be removed.
但是不过在新约的时候，这个真隔离是属灵的事情。
But in the New Testament, the true circumcision is spiritual.
不是 physical 肉体的事情。
It's not no longer a physical thing.
我们若是相信我自己的肉体，就没有隔离。也就是不相信我自己的肉体，不相信我自己的能干，不相信我自己的会这个会那个，不相信我自己是永远不错。感谢主，这个是我们是真正的隔离。
If we put our confidence in the flesh, then we do not have true circumcision. But if we do not put confidence in the flesh, we do not put confidence in our own ability, in our own talent, then that is true circumcision.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个是主耶稣这里说到撒旦。主耶稣这里也说到腓拉铁菲的弟兄姊妹。
So this is what the Lord Jesus says about the brethren at the Church of Philadelphia.
Yeah, 没有诡诈。
There is no deceit in them.
不信靠肉体。
They put no confidence in the flesh.
好，所以呢，还有这个第九节的下一半呢，是主耶稣说，他说我已经爱你们了。
Then the last part of chapter of verse 9 in Revelation 3 says, I have already loved you.
我以前读这段从一直许多年我读这段话，我心里有一个纳闷，我说主啊，这有什么稀奇呢？你不是说约翰福音三章十六节，神爱世人，甚至将他独生子赐给他们，一切信他的不至灭亡，远得永生。
When I read this verse a couple years ago, I was a bit puzzled because I said to the Lord, don't you love the world? You said in John 3:16 that you love the world, you gave your son, and whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life.
所以神既然是爱世人，那么神爱这个腓拉铁菲的教会有什么稀奇呢？
So I thought, what's so special about mentioning the fact that you love them here if you already said you love the world?
但是弟兄姊妹，神爱世人是广泛的，但是神对他自己教会有一个特别的感情，有特别的爱。
Brothers and sisters, God loving the world is broad and is widespread, but for the love here, is love you mentioned here in chapter 3 refers to a very special type of feeling towards his church.
对，我们弟兄说的对，是 toward the church, 就是对教会。
So again, this is a special type of love he has towards the church.
因为教会是他的见证。
Because the church is his testimony.
那以弗所书第五章说了一句话，我只提一下。
Ephesians chapter 5 it says,
他说呀，基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Says Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her.
第五章二十五节。
Ephesians 5 verse 25.
那为什么神爱教会为教会舍己呢？
So why does Christ love the church and give himself up for her?
二十七节，因为这样的话，他可以让教会成为一个荣耀的教会。
Because in doing so, he can make the church into a glorious one.
对，毫无玷污和皱纹等类的病。
He can present himself the church in all her glory without spot or wrinkle or any such thing.
对，没有，是圣洁，没有瑕疵的。
A church that would be holy and blameless.
所以基督爱教会是为了让教会成为一个荣耀的教会。
So Christ loved the church in order to present to himself a church in her glory.
对，神爱世人是广泛的，是要拯救每一个人，没有条件。
God, when God loves the world, it's broad and applies to everyone, it's unconditional.
但是神爱教会有一个特别的目的，那就教会成为荣耀的教会，成为神的见证。
But God's love for the church is very special. It's the love to make the church a glorious church into His testimony.
这里主耶稣就说，他说我要跟撒旦讲，我要告诉他们我已经爱你们了。
Lord says that I will show to the synagogue of Satan that I've already loved you.
什么意思，弟兄姊妹？
What does this mean, brothers and sisters?
意思就是说，腓拉铁贝的弟兄姊妹，他们的生活、他们的生命、他们的聚集是往这个方向去的。
It means that the life and the direction in which the Church of Philadelphia are walking is towards God.
但神就，主耶稣在他们身上看到了荣耀教会的一个shadow。
The Lord saw in them a shadow of this glorious church.
对，就是神所要的荣耀的教会就是这个样子。
The Lord saw within them the image of this glorious church. It's what he saw in them.
Eternal excellence.
Oh, he saw the eternal excellence in them.
是永远的荣华，在这个小小的教会里面看出来一点。
He was able to see a sliver of that eternal excellence in this small church.
所以第九节是一个 very heavy, 很 very weighty, 很有重量的一句话。
So this Revelation 3 verse 9 is a very weighty verse.
对，那等到然后第十节说什么呢？
What does verse 10 say?
第十节主耶稣说，他说有一个东西叫做我的忍耐。
There's one thing that, there's something called my perseverance, my endurance.
对，我的忍耐，就是主耶稣的忍耐。
My perseverance, my endurance, the endurance of Lord Jesus.
那有一个对我的忍耐的一个描写或者解释，叫做我忍耐的道。
Another way of describing this is they're saying the word of my perseverance.
对，所以英语里面说 the word of my endurance, 就是说我有一个忍耐，那么有关于我忍耐的，我忍耐这件事情，那有关于这个的事情的一个 word 的道。
The word of my endurance, speaking of this word that is related to my endurance.
对，那这些腓拉铁贝弟兄姊妹呢，他们已经遵守了。And
he said, the Lord says here, the church of Philadelphia have already kept this word.
那这句话是有一点那个稍微复杂，可是你跳出来看的话，是一个有一，你可以这样看，就是主耶稣有他的忍耐。
This is a bit complicated, but if we take a step back and look, we see that the Lord Jesus has His perseverance, has His endurance.
话说，对，你可以说主耶稣有他自己的十字架的路。
You can say that the Lord Jesus had His own path of the cross to walk.
主耶稣来到世上，他走的是一条十字架的路。
When the Lord came to earth, He had to walk the path of the cross.
这个你可以叫做主他的忍耐，他的endurance。You can say
here that this path was His endurance.
那么关于他忍耐的道呢，就是说，可以说十字架的 word.
So then we can say the word of his perseverance is the word of his cross.
Amen. Yes. 好了，那现在说，哎呀，这些腓拉铁贝的弟兄姊妹，他们认为这个是对的。And
the Church of Philadelphia acknowledge this.
腓拉铁贝教会弟兄姊妹认为十字架的道是对的。
They deem that the path of the cross to be right. And they are willing to walk this path as well. So brothers and sisters, this is the meaning of this phrasing.
你记得吗? 主耶稣曾经跟彼得说, 若有人要跟随我, 他要舍己背起自己的十字架来跟随我。
The Lord Jesus once said to Peter that those who want to follow me have to deny themselves, pick up their cross, and follow me.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣的话不只是对彼得说，是对我们所有的人说的。
Brothers and sisters, this was not just the word the Lord said to Peter, but to all of us.
感谢主，我们过往我们作为一个基督徒，我们发觉这句话是真的。Thank
the Lord that in our past when we were in our walk as Christians, we found this to be true.
我若是要跟随主，我必须要舍己，背起自己的十字架来跟随主，因为主的路 就是十字架的路。
If we are to follow Jesus, then we Jesus Christ, we must take up our cross and follow Him because this path that we're following Him on is the path of the cross.
这件事情，主耶稣说，你们菲拉铁菲教会的弟兄姊妹，你们已经是这样了。
And He said to the church of Philadelphia that you are already like this.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹，他这里说啊，他说，他说你们这样的话，他说以后在试炼来的时候，我要保守你们免去这样的试炼。
So that's why he says further that because you have kept my word of perseverance, I will keep you from the hour of testing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们去年很艰难。
Brothers and sisters, the last year was a difficult one.
那 the coronavirus 还是小事。
Coronavirus is a small thing.
那还有很多这个 conspiracy theory.
There is many conspiracy theories out there now.
对，那我记得去年五月 coronavirus 开始的时候，就有基督徒啊寄给我一个东西，一个基督徒团体寄给我东西，要我看一个 video。
Last year during the coronavirus in May, I was sent a link by a Christian. He wanted me to watch this video.
The Christian group 我不认识。
This video was sent to me by a Christian group that I was unfamiliar with.
但是打开一看什么东西呢？是有个人在说。The coronavirus is a fake news.
I opened this video and I saw there was a Christian that was proclaiming that this coronavirus was fake news.
对，所以我听了一分钟我就把它关掉。
After trying watching for a minute, I shut it off.
弟兄姊妹，我们过去一年是被那么多的 conspiracy theory 所困扰。
Brothers and sisters, we've been encumbered, by all these different conspiracy theories throughout the past year.
被那么多谎言所困扰。
We've been bound by all these lies that have been floating around.
我心里很感谢主，若不是因为我们知道我们的神是一位有旨意的神。
But we know that our God is a God who has His will.
对，我们主是一位有旨意的神。
Our God has a God with a purpose.
而且我的主他是从永远到永远他不改变。
And it's a God who is unchanging from eternity to eternity.
Yeah, 他的公义是像天上的光。
His righteousness is like the light from heaven.
不会被任何的云雾所遮盖。
That cannot be covered by any cloud.
那一天或者有云雾第二天早上他的光又来了。
Even if there are clouds, the next morning his light is shining again.
他公义的光永远不改变。
The light of his righteousness will never change.
那一位神是无谎言的神。
Because he's a God that does not lie, no deceit in him.
所以感谢主，他是我们的磐石。
So thank the Lord that he is our rock.
他是我们的 anchor.
He is our anchor.
那他让我们能够站立得住。
And he allows us to stand firm.
不被这些谎言不被这些 conspiracy 推左推右
that we are not pushed to the right or to the left by these conspiracy theories.
所以感谢主，你看这里说，这里我们主的话说是这试验要来，但是呢，我要保守你们不受试炼。
We see here the Lord says to them that an hour of testing is coming, but I will keep you from that hour.
为什么？是因为你们认同你们跟我走一样十字架的路。
Because you acknowledge me and you walk the same path that I do, the path of the cross.
所以我们回想我们过去的一年。
So when we look back to this past year,
是什么使我们能够站立得稳？
We see now that we've come out of it and we have stood firm.
这是因为我们认识我们的神。
This is only because we know our Lord.
因为我们认识我们的主耶稣。
Because we know our Lord Jesus.
在过往的日子，我们曾经跟他一同走十字架的路。
We've walked this path of the cross with him before.
我们知道在一切的路上他是对的。
We know that along the entire way he's right.
他是永远不失败的。
He will never fail.
他永远不骗我们的。
He will never deceive us.
世界会骗我们，但是我们的主永远不骗我们。
The world will deceive us, but our Lord God will not.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们所说的话每一句都是真的。
So dear brothers and sisters,Every word that's spoken today is true.
最后我们主跟菲拉铁菲的教会说。
So lastly, the Lord says to the Church of Philadelphia.
那你们要继续得胜，你们以前得胜了，以后还要继续得胜。
You must continue to overcome. You overcame, but you must continue to overcome.
得胜的，我要在你身上写我神的名字，这个我神城的名字，还有我的名字。
He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God. I will write my name and the name of my city on them.
别人看到你们就知道你们是我神的儿女。
That those who look upon you will know that you belong to me.
别人看到你们，别人就知道你是代表我的城。
That those who look upon you will know that you represent my city.
那别人看到你们，别人就知道你们是我的门徒。
That those who look upon you will know that you are my disciples.
你们代表我。
You represent me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个就是所谓耶稣的见证。
But brothers and sisters, this is the testimony of Jesus.
感谢主，永远的荣华，累代的喜乐。
Thank the Lord for this eternal excellence, this joy from generation to generation.
我应该停在这里，我们就有点祷告，好不好？
Just stop here. Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们实在是心感谢你。
Lord, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving.
主啊，真是将近两千年以前，主啊，小亚细亚这个小小的地方，主啊，你兴起少数的一些弟兄姊妹。
Lord, you raised up this small group, this brethren in the Philadelphia in Asia Minor 2,000 years ago.
主啊，他们爱你，他们对你忠心。
Lord, they loved you and were faithful to you.
他们口里没有谎言。
They had no deceit in them.
他们没有诡诈。
And they had no lies.
他们不信靠肉体。
They did not put their confidence in the flesh.
在他们身上，主啊，你可以看见那永远的荣华。累代的喜乐。
And you saw in them this eternal excellence and the joy of generations.
你的仇敌来要在他们面前下拜。
You will bring your enemies to bow at their feet.
他们也使你的心得到满足。
And they will please you.
亲爱的主，我们实在是感谢你，你当初在他们身上所做的，主啊，你今天你何等愿意坐在我们这些人身上。
Lord, we thank you that the work you've begun on them, you continue to do in us.
主啊，我们愿意谦卑地来到你的面前说，主啊，也愿意你坐在我们的身上。
Lord, we humbly come before you and ask you to do this work in us.
主，我们不管我们过去对我们自己多么的失望，或者过去觉得我们自己是多么的跟不上你，主啊，愿意今天你让我们能够站起来，能够跟上你。
Lord, even though in the past we may have felt disappointed in ourselves or felt that we couldn't keep up with you, may we today stand up before you and say we want to follow you.
主啊，你还是要为我们预备鱼饼，鱼和饼。
Lord, you still are there providing the bread and the fish for us.
主啊，你要让我们回来。
And Lord, you've called us to come back.
你要回来兼顾你的弟兄。
You ask us to come back to edify the brethren.
你回来还要喂养你的小羊。
You ask us to come back to tend to your sheep.
主啊，我们感谢你对我们无限的耐心。
Lord, we thank you for your long suffering towards us.
我们也感谢你，你对我们没有舍弃的一个盼望。
Lord, thank you that you did not abandon your hope in us.
啊，我们感谢你，奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
We thank you, Lord. We pray this in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.